The census. There's going to be one this year. It's in August. And there'll be at least one big change to that survey. For the first time, the Australian Bureau of Statistics will do this. It will keep your names and addresses. What do you think about that? Privacy campaigners have expressed alarm. Duncan Young is head of the Bureau's census program. Duncan, welcome.
G'day, Jonathan. Great to be on the show.
Now, it's not just privacy campaigners, Duncan, is it? The former ABS director, Bill McLennan, has been reported today as saying this, and it's a quote, "What the ABS is doing now is breaking all the principles under which the survey was done." What do you make of that intervention?
I wasn't personally involved in the censuses back in the 90s when Bill was there. But I guess what my role is to design a census for 2016 that meets the needs, that meets the expectations of Australia's people in 2016 and will work best for what we need to deliver this year.
Well, what is it about making it work best and those needs that involves removing privacy, removing anonymity?
Yeah, no, it's certainly, that's a bit of misreporting in some of the papers today. We're certainly, in the census, we never have and never will release information which is personally identifiable. But what we have to do on the census is balance a couple of things up and work, make them both work together. My number one step is that I need to collect and protect the census data. But number two, I need to unleash its power. And so what we've found through our testing, through working with people, through the many, many censuses that we've worked on and published data from, is that people want us to make sure that we get the full value out of the data that they provide to us so that we can make some better decisions.
So, I mean, explain to me how that full value involves a closer association between the data and some sort of identification.
Yeah, good question. And I'll try and step it through a bit of an analogy, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about we keep the census data locked up in a safe, to keep it protected. But what we're actually going to have is three different safes. In one safe, we'll put the census data, all of the answers people provide. Another safe, we'll put in the names. And in a third safe, we'll put in the addresses. And we won't give anyone the combinations to more than one of those safes. But what it allows us to do, having these names, is that we can use the names to create a special anonymous key. And we use this anonymous key to be able to bring census data together with other important data sets. So education data sets. If we want to help understand why some kids drop out of school, or so why some kids struggle to get into the labour force, mm-hmm. bringing together multiple data sets can really give us those insights.
How can you be confident? I mean, better people than the Australian Bureau of Statistics have been hacked in the past. How can you be confident that encryption, that those safeguards that you're putting in place won't be breached?
Yeah, well, we've got a 111-year history now of having sort of census data and a range of other data.
Weren't many hackers around in the late 19th century?
There's always been people interested in data, but in layman's terms, we have defences in a number of layers. So we have sort of, if you will, a safe inside a safe inside a safe. So we've got protections in terms of our personnel, we've got protections in terms of our IT security, we've got protections in terms of our physical security. And we regularly audit our approaches. We also regularly do something called ethical hacking, where we ask people to try and break into our system, mm-hmm. try and show us where the weaknesses are in order to make sure that we can and assure Australians that we've got the best protections in place.
Nonetheless, filling out the census for an Australian citizen is to some extent an act of faith and an act of public duty, I guess, but there's a faith placed in the fact that this data will be confidential. If people are a bit upset about, you know, the sense that perhaps they could be identified, could that lead to acts of civil disobedience? Could that start to undermine the value of the data that you're collecting?
Yeah, we certainly take the trust that the public put in to us as a national institution really seriously, and that's why we don't make these changes quickly or lightly. But to put it into context, for the last census, all of the censuses in modern time, we have asked everyone in Australia for their name, everyone in Air Australia for their address and said to them, we will keep that data safe as long as we hold it. And in doing so, Australians have actually responded in close to world or death kind of numbers.
But that's an opt-in scheme, isn't it? And 50% of Australians decide not to opt into that scheme.
Oh, no, Toto. But you're actually, there's two different things going on here. So providing names and addresses on the census has never been an opt-in, and it's been something that, a high 90% of Australians provide in the census. And what we've done in the past, though, is after the census is completed, after we've finished processing the census and got all the data out, 12 to 18 months later, we've deleted those names and lost our ability to add this extra value to the data. What you're thinking about there with the opt-in is something else that we do, which is the census time capsule. So people can opt in to have their data given in full, what they've actually written on their census form, to the National Archives to have that publicly released in the future, 99 years. About 60% of people opt into having their data released as it is through the National Archive.
The ABS floated this idea about a decade back, didn't it, but dumped it because of privacy concerns. What's changed?
Yeah, no, it was actually quite a different idea a decade ago. And over the last decade, we've continued to work with the Australian public and work with the census in terms of how we bring the census together with other data sets, how we link it. And we've taken steps along the way. So in 2011, we first started producing a longitudinal study, which helps us understand how Australians change over time, as well as what happens in a moment. And so the 2016 proposal is quite different. The fact that the data will be separated, the fact that names and addresses will never be put together with other census data in the future, they're important safeguards which are in the plan for 2016 and why it's a publicly acceptable idea.
Duncan, thank you. The census, it's an important thing, and, well, as Duncan has explained to us, names and addresses may be taken, but they'll be kept in different places to the data, so it's all okay.